Since I don't have a strict deadline for starting and stopping my work day, I can do them at my leisure and can make no excuses for getting it done. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. It has been a crazy week, and reflecting on it for this episode has not been the easiest, but here it is, especially considering last week's episode. But yeah, I'm gonna jump straight in because I tried recording this earlier and I just rambled for like 9 minutes, so I'm not gonna waste time. As you can see by the title, this is going to be a recap of Q1 and then my 2Q goals going forward. So what am I talking about? There is a book called The 12-Week Year by Brian P. Moran and Michael Lennington. I apologize if I'm butchering your names. I don't know you. I've never read the book. No, I have not read the book. But in doing my research for goals and New Year's goals and setting goals, I came across the idea of a 12-week goal. And this was done, I think, last year, November, September, somewhere there. And I found summaries of the book and like key points of 12-week goals on Pinterest, and that's what I used. And I decided, why not try it? See what happens. And it was great. So before we start there, if you check a calendar, 12 weeks would have ended last week. But I did not speak about it last week because I was going through stuff and I was just talking you through it. I will leave a link for last week's episode if you didn't hear it. It's not essential for this episode and that's okay, but it just gives a preface for what Q1 was about. So you can listen to it maybe after this episode and be like, oh, or not, your choice. But last week would have been the end of the first 12 weeks, or rather end of 12 weeks starting of next set. But that is essentially what the idea is: 12 weeks to achieve your goals that you break up into 4 quarters each. Okay, now you can pick any goals you want to achieve, find the best order, and then each goal is assigned to a 12-week period referred to as Q1 all the way through to Q4. You are doing things one goal at a time for 12 weeks only on that goal. So you don't mix and match, you know, 4 weeks, 1 week for each of the goals. No. One goal, one quarter, 12 weeks, that is what you do. Just an addendum to that. 12 weeks is not fixed starting the beginning of a new year. You can start your next 12-week goal tomorrow. It's not fixed to a calendar year, a month, anything like that. When you start your 12 weeks is when you start it. You just do you. Don't listen to other people, do you. Another thing is 12 weeks. Why 12 weeks? Researchers discovered 12 weeks is the perfect sweet spot for achieving your goals. So that is the fact. Okay, it's science. I can't change that. 12 weeks to achieve your goal is best, and life doesn't stop during those 12 weeks. Okay, if you have a goal to lose weight, you don't stop working just so that you can go gym and focus on your eating and meal prep for every... No. You still have to go to work. You just have to plan your time better. That is what it is. So your life doesn't stop. And also, the science says 12 weeks is the perfect time to achieve your goal. But the math says 12 weeks multiplied by 4 is 48 weeks, but there's 52 weeks in a year. Guess what? That means you have 4 free weeks to yourself. Okay, you can decide to do a quarter and then take a week off to celebrate. You can do 2 quarters back to back and then decide to take a 2-week break. Or like me, because I have Podmas, which is hectic every year, I just do December. That's me. Previously, I used to have December, Jan, and Feb off. Discovering 12 weeks has changed my life because now I can take December off and jump in immediately Jan, Feb, and life continues on. But I'm still achieving goals, so it's okay. You just now understand 12 weeks is how I do my goals, 4 quarters a year, 4 goals a year, and you get a break. So it's not too hectic, which is fine. So onto the actual episode. For me, last year I decided which four goals I wanted to achieve and the order in which I wanted to achieve them, and then I wrote it down. At the beginning of the year, having those goals written down and ready for the year, I could just focus on, okay, Q1, what do I need to do? And subsequently broke down that first goal into action steps for each of those 12 weeks. And I've done that again for the second quarter, but let's deal with Q1 first. So the actual goals I set. If you listened to last week's episode, I ended up explaining my job situation. But just to give you a quick summary, I was employed, I was on a contract, and I'm no longer on a contract or employed for that matter, which I'm good with because I want to take a break and I can financially afford to do so, which brings me to the goal I set. I wanted to find a new job by the 1st of April, which FYI was Monday. I clearly didn't achieve that goal as I've been applying for a while, and I did actually get an interview, just not the actual job. But essentially, I just followed all the steps I put into action. So updating CVs, sending in different versions of CVs for different job applications, signing up on websites that are for like job searches, all those types of things. I got into contact with a recruiter, but nothing. And I will say that is partially my thing because I do like working from home, and not a lot of places are work from home places. So that is part of it, not the whole thing. I'm keeping the rest quiet, but it's fine. And now that I'm at home and not working, I'm actually really enjoying it. I do have a schedule that I like to keep for each day, just to get some habits going, some routines going, and since I don't have a strict deadline for starting and stopping my work day, I can do them at my leisure and can make no excuses for getting it done. If you have all day, you have all day. You know, there's no really of, oh, I was working so I didn't have time. No, no more excuses, which is great. So yes, I didn't actually achieve the goal I set out to, but I did get a new perspective and a new way of living my life. And my future job is going to need to work with that ideal situation and not against it, because that is something I have cultivated and actually genuinely enjoy. You know, the way I'm currently living my life, and I want a job that suits that, not takes my energy away for that. Which brings me to my Q2 goals. For the next 12 weeks, and because absolutely no one asked me, I'm going to let you know that I did make a YouTube channel. Yay, round of applause. I have started posting the video versions of podcasts. I've got the first one up already. I linked the audio versions and all were automatically uploaded. So all audio versions have gone live. It's linked to my Spotify. So when this one drops, it automatically drops on YouTube. And my goal for the next 12 weeks is to upload outstanding episodes. So this means the video formats of the audio episodes need to go live. And I'm going to be adding in visuals, old pictures that I referenced, links that I might have forgotten. And then also upload the vlogs that I started in 2022, somewhere there. So that is what I'm going to be doing. And it's going to take a while to get everything up to speed, but I am enjoying the process and I'm learning how to edit things and how to do things with the footage I already have, because I can't go back in time and re-record a piece of footage I have that I'm not happy with. So I'm just learning to work with what I have. And on top of just catching up on the YouTube episodes that haven't been made, I also want to try and be more consistent with uploading to social media. So I have a Linktree with my socials, and I actually started a Pinterest as well, but I want to focus on the social media aspect of the podcast and the now YouTube channel for the next 12 weeks. I have broken it up into week by week, you know, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to get done. And that is nice, but because everything has already been laid out, it's much easier to do. You know, as I've said, I no longer work, so I do have more free time in my day to sit and hunker down and focus on what I'm doing. And I did create a schedule that once I get the YouTube channel up, I actually showed it there. I'll see if I can find a screenshot and insert it in the video version if you're watching this particular episode. But it's just getting up at 7, exercising by 8, gymming by 9, eating breakfast by 10 and starting work at 11. And yes, it's extreme to have hours set aside for each thing, but that just means if something overflows, there's makeup time for that. And I've got several time blocks for work. So for example, 11 is heavy work, 5, 6 o'clock is less intense work, and then 8 till 9 is just chill work. So that is just creating Canva images, that is assembling things, checking emails, very light stuff, not mentally intensive. And that's just the plan, because life still goes on. I threw my whole day away yesterday, Wednesday, this is going live Thursday, to take my mom out. She needed someone to help her, and I did. So having that freedom to do that is incredible. But because I have the flexibility in my schedule, I can do that. I can just drop everything and be like, you got it, mom, let's do this. So that is nice. And I'm still making time for friends and family and things, because that is life. Life still goes on regardless of the goals and plans I've set. And I'm still working on other things and the job aspect, even if it's not the main goal for the next 12 weeks. So, to wrap up this episode, not all the plans we make are going to work out. Q1 is an example. I didn't get the other job, and that's okay. But that just means we are made for better things. One thing I've learned is that the work always pays off, but the dreams don't. And by that I mean you need to put effort in and you need to put in action. Because what you get might not be what you dreamed, but it'll definitely be better than what you dreamed. But if you don't take action, you don't put in the work, you don't actually do anything, it's just going to remain dreams. Try it for yourself. Make a plan, stick to it for the next few weeks and see what happens. Because as long as you do something, something's bound to happen. So get to it. The song of this week is one I just recently discovered. It's called Watch Me Work by Andrew Rannells and Brianna Mazzola. I'm once again butchering names, I apologize. It's from the new Trolls movie. I haven't seen it yet, but I am subscribed to the Trolls on Spotify, so it's really fun. The lyrics of the song is what hooked me. Because you know when you listen to one of those musical playlists or soundtrack playlists, this pops up, and the lyrics is what sucked me in. You know, there's a particular one that says, you gotta work hard to make it look easy. And let me just say, I'm gonna repeat that for the people in the back. The lyrics are, you gotta work hard to make it look easy. And I was just like, yes, yes, yes. Some things look easy when other people do it. But the moment you try, it's just a difficult disaster. Which, as I said earlier, just goes to show, hard work pays off. Make it look easy, even if it's hard work. And it'll just happen with time. So that is my spiel. Do the work, make the plan, see what happens. And you will be hopefully pleasantly surprised. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you liked the change up in music. I'm using all new music for the intro, the background, and the outro. And yeah, that is what it is. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you had a good week. I hope you have a good weekend. And I'll see you in the next episode. Please remember to keep being a better being. And I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.